Fix It Up Life with Mark and Teresa.
And it's time to man up.
We're on the set of DIY Network's Man Cave.
Show host and licensed contractor Jason Cameron drops his tools before an episode's big reveal to talk cave, cave style, and can-do attitude.
So suit up and boot up. We're going in.
Right now on My Fix It Up Life. Bring beauty back in your next project by seeing red. Born to beat the elements, Western Red Cedar is awesome for outdoor rooms, decks, fences, pergolas, and more. Inside, cedar is a sweet choice for hope chests, highlight walls, and woodworking projects, big and small. Stable, chemical-free, and safe, cedar is a natural choice. So bring beauty back to the yard and punch up projects inside the house. For more information and ideas, see red at wrcla.org. You're back inside My Fix It Up Life with my spelunking wife.
Spelunking?
Spelunkular.
Yeah?
That's right, I invented it. Spelunkular.
Yeah?
Means beautiful in and out of a cave.
Yeah, I like to explore caves, I guess. And I am exploring caves today because I'm inside the man cave, and I'm kind of excited to be in the man cave. Because it's not a place that I usually get let inside of.
No, and there was a lot of resistance. There was a lot of, hold on.
Well,
There's a reason this show's called Man Caves.
Well, I'm very noticeable when it comes to being in the man caves because I don't really look like a man too much. So they know that I'm there. But Mark, he's like one of the guys. He already, like, he fits in. He's talking all the guy stuff and the whole thing. And, you know, you're designed to be in, like, the cave kind of thing men are.
Well, you know, it's funny because when I show up to a place like that, I'm immediately offered beers.
Yes.
We weren't even in there, and I had a six-pack.
Yeah, I wasn't offered beers, but immediately...
You didn't even see them. They were stealth
beers. Well, when I arrived, we were already talking about clothes with a couple of the girls that work behind the scenes, so...
Oh, you got a secret clothes conversation.
Yes, but there's only like two girls on the entire set of DIY Network's Man Cave. And, you know, they're kind of hard to find because there's so many guys. And it's such a guy-powered kind of thing. You know, back before we had Jack, I had a fantasy that I would have my own little, like, mom area in the house.
You gave up on that?
I gave up on that.
Okay.
Because we had Jack. And so... the room in the house that was sort of extra kind of went away.
Yes.
But we still have Mark's area in the basement, which is the shop, which I get to go into. But really...
It's not like it's mine, though, you know, because it is just walled up with all the stuff that we're storing while we renovate other things.
Well, all of the materials for our projects, all of the tools, the whole thing. But really, the tools are really Mark's. And it's really his zone where everything is down there.
And what I lack in there, now here comes the list. Are you writing this down?
No.
Wood stove. Fridge.
Kegerator.
Oh, kegerator. You wouldn't need a fridge.
You know, what your cave is missing...
The fridge was for individually canned beers. I'll take one giant beer.
Yeah. What your cave is missing, though, Mark, is that your cave is all about work, and man caves is really all about fun. There isn't a lot of... just frivolity happening downstairs in the basement. It's all serious project and progress stuff.
It is a workshop. I mean, that's what we do down there. And, you know, while I was looking around prior to the show, I noticed that some people call man caves, wait for it, mansuaries.
What?
Yeah, that's what I said. So I want to ask you, do you know what a mansuary...
That's like the feminization of a man cave. A man cave is supposed to be where you play poker and you can scratch different body parts. You're not allowed to scratch when you're in play company, and you can, like, have, like, belching things. You can, like, belch the alphabet or, you know, the national anthem or something.
Right, because I can do that.
And, like, you wear ball caps. And you don't have to shower.
No.
And you don't have to actually complete sentences.
You don't have to even use a real bathroom.
No, you don't talk. You're like, dude,
And then it's like, dude.
Yeah, and all those things
you know
are like,
awesome
dude.
That is?
And dude can mean, can you get me a beer? Dude can mean, can you, did you see that play? Dude can mean, like, how you feeling?
I'm starting
right?
to get sad that I don't have a mantuary, which is a combination of the words man something and sanctuary.
I get it. It's like, I mean, the feminization, like, of the man cave, which I am opposed to because
yeah,
I want a place for you to get all that gross out.
Well, so I would like you to help me design one because that would be fun.
I might girl it up a little bit. You might want to be careful about me. I might have some cool ideas.
Let me redline that plan.
But, you know, I might be better equipped to design, kind of like a girl cave. Which wouldn't be a cave at all. It'd be a palace.
What
girl wants to hang out in a cave?
You have crown molding on the floor.
Yeah, doesn't sound very good for girls.
No, but guys want that. I mean, it's kind of like when I mow the grass. I have a medium man cave. I can get in touch with my single-mindedness, do something simple, make progress, and take us into a break.
Okay.
Which we'll do now. We'll be back with more My Fix It Up Life.
But I am so overexcited to see you another day. Ba 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 da doo ba ba da doo ba ba da doo ba. Shut up!
My Fix It Up Life is brought to you in part by Stanley Tools, supplier of carpentry hand tools, laser measuring tools, automotive tools, tool sets, and toolboxes for construction professionals, mechanics, and home improvement enthusiasts. For more than 165 years, the Stanley brand has been synonymous with quality, reliable products for the job site, workshop, and garage. For more information about Stanley products, visit stanleytools.com or call 1-800-STANLEY today.
Looking for a no-hassles roof for your home? DaVinci Roofscapes offers affordable slate and shake roofing tiles that add long-term beauty to your home. The synthetic DaVinci tiles resist mold, algae, fungus, and insects. Backed by a 50-year warranty, DaVinci Roofs are fire-resistant and withstand severe weather like high winds and hail. It's no wonder thousands of homeowners have chosen DaVinci slate and shake tiles to not only protect but enhance the beauty of their home. Learn more about award-winning DaVinci products at DaVinciRoofscapes.com or call 1-800-328-4624 today.
And you are inside My Fix It Up Life, and it's Fix It Up Find Time, and I want to know what my man has found for his man cave.
Well, I'm glad that you ask it that way, because we spent the whole last segment kind of like, you know, we don't shower, we're drinking lots of beer, there's
by
pizza
we,
boxes.
Do you mean me and you, or
no,
do you mean
no,
someone
I,
else?
I didn't mean you.
Okay.
I meant we, the collective, the royal we in the royal man cave.
Okay, so the men in the man cave. Yeah, because you're all like, you know, you don't shower because you're all around each other and you just smell like stuff and
see, I'm rubbing my eye right now because I feel the development of a migraine, which is why we need man cave.
Why?
Because it is a feminine free zone where we just get to be as guys, whether we love sports or cigars or cars or tools or whatever it is, we get to be our unedited selves. And of course that gets drawn down into the basic level of where's the beer? Because there's lots of that.
Okay.
But.
Okay, I'm giving you this.
Okay. Are you letting me breathe here a little bit? Okay.
You're unedited right now.
Here's another version of a man cave that I've seen in a lot of different places. Think of a fancy billiard room.
Oh yeah.
And then think of your husband.
Yeah.
Mark Moldingtastic.
Mark Moldingtastic.
Made that up.
That's that like your superhero name?
Circle R. Yes, I have a crown molding cape.
Is that why you're wearing tights today? I had no idea.
No, I would like, at some level, I mean, I haven't really thought about the man cave that I'd want. It depends on all kinds of things. But one kind of man cave can be super tricked out, very classy, very molding rich, which I would love to build.
Yeah.
Okay. So, but having trimmed out and tricked out all kinds of different spaces in my life, I know that, especially for where man caves often are, basements, garages, maybe a closed-in porch.
It's that extra zone, that zone that the women have given to you.
That have decided they don't want.
We don't.
There's no giving.
This area is not necessary for my happiness. You may have the unfinished basement.
Yes, exactly. But walls, ceilings, you know, that's all the same in any room in the house. But these will have lolly columns up, structural columns up, all kinds of stuff.
Oh, yeah. Well, like the basement remodel you did a couple years ago that had a column in the middle of the room, and the homeowners wanted to put a pool table there.
Oh, I forgot about that part of the conversation.
And that's something that happens a lot.
That happens a lot. Mm-hmm. And I spent a boatload of time trimming that out to make it a certain way, and it was good when I was done, but it took me a long, long time.
Yes.
So if you want to add some cool details, and now I can kind of go from man cave to any place in the house, like if you want to divide.
Because you've showered now.
No, because I've bathed in my, I would have a bathroom in my man cave.
Yeah.
Just zero clearance so I could clean
like a wet room
with a garden hose.
It'd be great.
Mark, can you clean the bathroom? Sure. Anyway.
Where are you going with this? Because you're all over the place. You're so excited about the man cave conversation that you're like, you've exploded your unedited self.
Molding wraps to wrap columns.
Molding wraps.
Yes. Fipon makes a product called a column wrap, and it's great for exterior porches. It's great for interior, like in basements. And what it does is it takes a page out of any good trim carpenter's playbook, is that instead of the column being individual pieces that you have to cobble together, it's pre-made, prefabricated, and it's two pieces, and you literally wrap the column with it.
Well, that makes making a man cave in a basement a little bit easier.
Oh, yeah, and if you, like, dig the craftsman details of tapers and stuff like that or a raised panel look, done.
Yeah.
Goes in fast, looks clean, and if you use it in an exterior application, for example, it's isolated from the structural post.
Oh, so are you going to make your man cave sort of like Park Güell, you know, in Barcelona by Antonio Gaudí, where he has all of the columns through there?
I don't know the place,
so
but
your
basement,
I've seen colonnades,
man cave, yeah.
You're going to like actually put in columns so that you can put wraps around them. So it's sort of like a maze, which is great, really good thematic for October because people are going to all of those, you know, mazes on farms.
Oh, yeah, the corn mazes.
Yes.
Yes.
You could have like a molding maze.
Well, I would like
it would be amazing.
I would like my molding maze to daylight on what your find is.
Well, my find is awesome, I have to say.
Okay, I'll check that. I had several boxes here. Awesome.
We've been spending so much time talking about man caves lately. Man cave this, beer that, man cave that, poker, you know, the whole thing. I started thinking about the alternative to the man cave.
Why, of course.
Because one of the things that I've heard from men who have man caves or who've had man caves is that the man cave always gets taken over by the kids because it's a cool, fun place where there's games and all kinds of cool things like comfy chairs, and it's away from the moms in the house. So it's like a sanctuary that becomes sort of a place for the kids to hang out.
So in other words, you make it for yourself and then give it away.
That's what happens. This is what I hear. So I was thinking about kid caves because, you know, kids have all kinds of awesome, cool places now. When I was a kid, I remember taking a trampoline and putting it upside down, like one of those big, like, movable ones that were like a blow-up circle, and it had material that was stretched over this blow-up circle.
Okay. I've never seen one of these.
It's kind of an inexpensive kind of trampoline thing.
But
we hollowed out one side of it, and, like, we would go inside of it, and it would be like our little fort, you know, and taking, like, tablecloths and stuff and putting them over the picnic table and going inside that and being a little, like, sanctuary.
Blanket forts, sure.
Or going in a closet, you know, and, like, having it be, like, your own special little area. Well, one thing I've been seeing on Pinterest, and one thing that I've been seeing in the work that we're doing too, building playgrounds and the other that are totally tricked out, is that kids are getting all kinds of awesome forts and awesome playgrounds and awesome little areas in the house to be inside of, to do like make believe, and to have their own like tricked out kid area.
So okay, so this part of the conversation is where I could take two paths in the woods. One, to be angry about my childhood, or two, to find out what they are.
Well, the cool thing is that we've been pinning them on Pinterest and all these different ideas that we're seeing on the web. So you definitely have to go check out our Pinterest page at My Fix It Up Life, and we'll be back in just a minute with more My Fix It Up Life. Rebuilding Together believes that everyone deserves to live in a safe and healthy home. For nearly 25 years, Rebuilding Together has provided critical home repairs for low-income homeowners in need. With support from volunteers and skilled professionals, Rebuilding Together affiliates complete 10,000 rebuild projects every year, working to revitalize and stabilize vulnerable neighborhoods and communities across the country. Join Rebuilding Together and rebuild in your community. Find out how you can make a difference and get involved at RebuildingTogether.org.
Add more curb appeal to your home.
Create a memorable entrance with Therma-True fiberglass doors and Fipon synthetic trim that won't warp, crack, or rot.
And give you those rich details that make your home a showpiece.
Make your great entrance by visiting Therma-True.com and Fipon.com.
We're inside My Fix It Up Life with my wife, Teresa.
And my husband, Mark.
And we are on the set of DIY Network's Man Cave.
They let me on! They let me on the set!
Just for now, don't get excited, because you're going to leave here in a minute.
I'm wearing my cat...
you can stay.
My cat work boots.
Those are nice. I like those.
Trying to get on, you know, being all like man cave and stuff.
You're trying to fit right in, aren't you?
Yeah, how am I doing?
I think, guys, what do you think? She's doing all right with the boots?
Okay?
Yeah,
all right.
Yeah? They approve.
That's a big boot.
That was pretty lame, Chris.
I like it.
Yeah, can we try that again?
Yeah, what do you guys think? You like it?
You like my boots?
Okay, on three.
On
what
three.
Do you think? One, two, three.
You know, I brought the style. And I want to say congratulations to you because Man Caves is now in the Merriam-Webster Collegiate Dictionary as an official word. And I want to say it probably has something to do with all of you.
Listen, I wish we could take credit for that. I think Man Cave, the phrase, was around before we actually started the show. We'd like to take credit.
Yeah,
but
you pushed it over the edge.
I think we elevated it. I think we elevated it.
Elevated is good, too.
Elevated is good.
I'll go with Swift.
Say that it started with the Men Are From Mars, Women Are From Venus book.
Yeah.
And that whole series.
It probably did.
But you guys exploded it.
I wouldn't pick Mars, but that's all right. I mean, Mars is cool.
Where, when, from?
They found life there.
They have found
or
life.
Or maybe life.
I think so. Something that looks like
someone called National Geographic.
Yeah, we might need to check on that. But
the
Mars
voice,
is cool.
By the way, in case you're not watching this, that you hear is Jason Cameron, who's the host of DIY Network's Man Cave.
And I want to
that also premieres.
Yes.
Yeah.
Friday at 10 on DIY Network.
Yes, but I want to know, you're a licensed contractor. Yeah. Now, why is Tony a Man Cave specialist? And you've done 10 seasons of Man Caves on DIY Network. What does it take to go from an apprentice of a Man Cave specialist to all the way up journeyman and the whole thing? Like, where are you in the process?
Well, you just put a lot into that.
The head shaking is the best,
okay,
by the way.
Let me, the fact.
Okay, Jason, what you want to do is steal third and then go over your head fake. Come
I'm
back
a woman. I bring complication into the whole thing.
That's good, though.
That's why you want me out of your Man Cave.
I know. I'm thinking about the whole, what I want to answer. First of all, I'm amazed and delighted that Man Caves has been on for 10 seasons. It's pretty rare in this business that happens. So I'm really excited about that. We got an amazing crew. We have a great time. I mean, Goose is a pain in the butt, but that's a whole other story. But 10 seasons is pretty awesome. And like you said, this Friday, we're going to premiere our 10th season with Nick and Artie's show, their studio Man Cave, which was a blast to do because I was laughing the whole time.
Nice.
Yeah, that was a lot of fun. But it's been an amazing ride, and we're still going. And the fact that we've built probably over 100 man caves and I don't have one yet is really annoying me at this point.
That's really kind of sad.
It is sad.
I think you're just trying to get to after you become a Man Cave specialist, you know, get that title, then you'll be able to have your own.
Well, Goose,
you're
has,
like in training right now, Stowe.
Well, really?
Yeah, 100 isn't quite enough yet, right?
Not yet?
Yeah,
really?
Yeah.
All right, well, I guess we're still in training. Well, Goose has the title.
He does have the title.
I don't know how he got the title of Man Cave specialist, to be honest with you.
Maybe he, like, arm wrestled someone for it.
He's a specialist at not working. That's what he's a specialist
at. So what you're saying is that you've done 100 without Goose, 250 easy.
Pretty much. That's a good way to put it. There you go. It would have been 250.
Okay, so I have a question about the men and their man caves.
Yes.
Okay?
Yes, hit me.
Now, you have done man caves for famous people, and you've done man caves for just, like, regular people, like my husband
like Mike,
here.
Mike, great guy.
Now, he's I want to know, is there, like, a dream of a man cave that's different between a famous person or a regular person? Or are all man cave dreams pretty much the same?
I think all man cave dreams are unique to that person, you know, because every guy's different. Some guys are sports fans. Some guys are cigar guys. We do a cigar lounge. Some guys are, you know, golfers. Some guy. It just depends on the guy.
Okay.
They're all very unique. But, you know, I think the star aspect when we do those, I think it's just more, it's just a bigger show.
Okay.
But we are, 90% of what we do are just regular guys, which is what we love to do.
Now, like, this, I'm just wondering, you know, like a famous person who's, like, you know, so busy and going around doing all kinds of stuff, would their man cave just be, like, some kind of zen, relaxing place?
You would think so, right?
But not so much.
Not so much.
Okay.
I would say it's 60-40. 60 zen, 40 not so zen.
Not so zen, by which you mean total chaos and high energy, you know, cars parked in the basement kind
of
stuff.
What you just said.
Yes.
You just pretty much summed it
up.
We have a lot of chaos. As you guys have been here for a little while, right?
Yes.
You can see all the chaos going on because we're getting ready to reveal right now. So the chaos happens on this day when we're getting ready to reveal. In fact, my guys are finishing up my project, which is a spinning table, and they're finishing it up for me.
Now, spinning table.
Yeah. What does it spin from and to? Can you even say that?
I can, actually. It's a dining table on one side, and then you flip it, and it's a game table on the other side. So it actually spins. But I got to be honest with you because a lot of people watch the show, and they see us build these projects. I dreamed this thing up. I built it in my head, and then we actually had to make it come to life. And I thank God it worked. Seriously.
Just back of an envelope. Like,
yeah,
is this
well,
gonna
it
work?
Yeah. Well, no, it wasn't that much. I mean, I had it down like a plan, but it's just one of those things where I hope this works. You know?
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, because this is the beta piece.
Yes.
This is the
I have
prototype.
A question. I have a girl question. Now, is your wife, like, dazzled and happy because you dream these things up in your mind and you give them out to other men and they don't actually come into her home?
Well, that's
Is that, like, a high-five moment for her?
Well, it's a high-five moment for her, not for me. But
because
I don't have a man cave yet. And this is the funniest thing, and we talked about Goose a little bit, but Goose has a man cave, his restaurant has a man cave, and now his wax figure at Madame Tussauds has a man cave. Me? No man cave.
There's something.
I know.
Did you guys?
Jason,
did you understand what I just said?
Yeah, I'm gonna flowchart that for you.
I built a wax. I built a man cave for his wax figure, and I don't have a man cave yet.
Do you have any children yet?
No, no children.
That might have something to do with it.
It might.
Because you need a retreat.
She's like analyzing me.
Oh yeah, you're getting a whole treatment.
I mean,
this happens to me all day.
I was just gonna say. Hey, are we talking to you guys? I don't think so.
Oh, wait a minute. That's
I'm sorry. Yeah, well.
There's about 10 children out there who are roughly 20.
Hey, nobody asked you guys. Get out of here.
So from 10 years of man cave,
right.
You've had all kinds of experiences. You've walked into all kinds of houses. And from we've been inside this one, you're literally all in their life. I mean, you're using the upstairs bathroom. There's food all over the place. There's equipment. And their family's all in there.
Yeah.
10 years, you've met all kinds of people.
Yeah.
Can you think of a moment where you've walked in and just had to really fight off hanging your head and saying, oh, no, we can't do this?
Yeah. The only time that ever happened to me was when we went to Kuwait. My whole crew and DIY sent everybody to Kuwait to do a troop cave at Camp Virginia. And we walked into a USO tent. And at first, it was just a tent. I was just thinking, okay, just a tent structure. This was like almost the size of a half of a football field. Huge. So I walked in and immediately, because you're already like acclimating to 130-degree heat.
Sure,
and then you walk into this thing and you're like, there's no way we're going to be able to do this. So that was my moment where I'm like, there's just no way.
How did you do that?
We thank God for the CBOs, the construction battalion, because they came through and helped us. Thank you guys if you're watching. Amazing. But it was an amazing experience, but it was one of those moments where I'm like, there's no way we're going to get this done.
And was the awe of the whole thing just like – you're acclimating to everything because you're in such a completely different environment.
We had two guys in the infirmary within the first 2 days.
Like dehydration, heat stroke, the whole thing.
Yeah. Choking on dust. It was, I'm a huge fan of support of the troops, big time support of the troops. So to actually be there and see what they go through, it just gives you a whole new perspective on it. Yeah, it's amazing.
Wow.
Yeah we're going to take a moment of silence while we recoil from the drama of that. So
putting it into perspective, doing a regular man cave is kind of, you know, not as overwhelming anymore because now you've been through all of that.
I have, but it still can be overwhelming because, like I said, every time we come to a situation, it's always different. And this is a good example. I guess talking about, we got the whole family in there. We got my whole crew. You got camera guys. You got producers. You got, well, you know.
Yeah. Everybody's, I see Tony in there on a couch.
Well, Tony's always
down
on the couch. Yeah. If he's not on the couch, it'd be a little surprising. But,
Tim, can you edit that out of the show?
Yeah,
thank you.
I'll leave that in. We take over the whole house. So when people, I don't think wives really understand when we show up what that means, that we're actually literally taking over the house for 3 days.
Well, you're taking over the driveway, too.
And the driveway.
And from the guy perspective, it is man caves, honey. Give me a second.
Okay.
Tool envy. Table saw, outfeed table, two 12-inch slide compound miter saws.
Slide compound miter saws. There you go.
Oh, yeah. I mean, these things are awesome.
Dual compound, by the way.
Oh, yeah. It's the
dual
bevel slide armature.
Yes.
That one.
Articulating.
Oh, yes.
Articulating.
Yes,
that's
articulating.
It. Well, I can say this. I saw the first one ever in existence.
Yeah.
He did.
The prototype.
He literally did.
Yeah. Oh, did you really?
Yeah.
Wow. I mean,
yeah,
amazing.
Behind
they are amazing.
Doors.
I absolutely love it.
You depend on those?
I absolutely love
them. Well, we have to go to break.
Oh,
so,
we do.
You know, go to DIYnetwork.com. Check out Man Caves 10 o'clock on Friday night. And follow Jason on Twitter, JCameronTV. And we'll be back in just a minute with more My Fix It Up Play.
Then I grab the wheel. Check the map, grab my bill, course correct, hit the gas, and come back home.
Sanding walls before you paint? Do it the Hyde way, not the hard way, with Hyde's dust-free sander. Attach to your wet-dry vac and go. No drywall dust on your furniture, no tough cleanup when you're done. Buy online at Amazon.com.
Back inside My Fix It Up Life with my husband Mark
and my wife Teresa,
and I want to share a quick tip with you that's going to save you time and money. Do you know what it is, Mark?
I do know what it is, and it's wear your tool pouch.
Tool pouch. You know, you preach this to every single person that works with us, people that have worked for us, with us, around us, that you have to wear a tool belt, and you actually bring an extra tool belt sometimes just in case somebody shows up without one.
Yes, and here's my main reason why. Hey, Joe, can you measure that? Oh, where's my tape measure? It's right next to you. It's in your tool pouch that I gave you.
Exactly.
Yes.
It can actually save you so much time and so much money if you have your tools with you. And whether you're a pro or you're a DIYer, it's really super handy because, like, if you're hanging a picture or something like that, you can have all your stuff right with you.
Yeah.
But one of the things that you pointed out recently in Professional Deck Builder magazine is that it's not just having the tool belt, but it's having the right tool belt.
Oh, yeah. There's a million and one tool belts. Walk down any home center aisle, and you'll just be like, huh? So, you know,
I can't even tell you the amount of time I spent once when I was trying on all the different tool pouches at a home improvement center, trying to figure out which was the best one for me, for size and for all the different pockets and stuff.
Exactly.
It can be a little bit overwhelming.
Especially if you're professional, because you really need it to make money.
Yes.
For the weekend, it's a different story, but think about what you're going to do, the tools you're going to have, and buy the tool pouch that seems to make the most sense for what you're going to do with it. And also think about maybe what your next job will be if you have a home improvement appetite.
Appetite
for the next thing. You know, you change a light bulb and you're like, I'm going to put in a new light switch. You put in a new light switch and you're like, I'm going to put in a new bathroom around that light switch.
Well, so you know what? You might want to buy one of those belts that you could add little pouches to. You know, not that come with, like, it all just attached.
You buy a belt and then separate holsters. Different things in.
And then tool up as you, what, your appetite grows?
That's right.
Okay, and you can put snacks in them, too.
So for more quick tips like this, check out myfixitoplife.com and check us out on Facebook.
And follow us on Twitter.
Watch our videos on YouTube.
Check out what we're pinning on Pinterest.
And email us at info@myfixituplife.com. We love to see your projects. We want to hear your questions.
And I love being inspired by you, too. And check out myfixituplife.com for what we're giving away right now. Click on free stuff.
And join us next week for another episode of My Fix It Up Life.
I'm so glad you walked into my life. My fix it up life. This is my fix it up life. It might be a white dress walking up to me. It might be sunrise in a sky blue sea. holder of my front door key at night. I'd like to wait until